T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I've just gotten an email from the Blaze saying that it appears that Parler has found a web hosting service, which is phenomenal. We'll see how long they're able to keep that. This assault is real. Let's be brutally honest about it. As the legacy social media companies join the legacy media companies and just cracking down on anybody with an independent thought or a thought that varies from their own by just a degree or two. It's crazy. You need to have certain places you go. You need to be reading TheBlaze.com. You need to be reading GlennBeck.com. And Lord knows you have got to go to BillO'Reilly.com. on a regular basis. I am so happy that Bill is joining us. Bill, good afternoon.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I am doing well, I think, although, in all candor, I'm concerned and I'm puzzled about where the heck we're all headed.
Well, nobody knows. You can't predict how a Biden administration is going to behave and how the economy is going to act and what China is going to do. So nobody knows that. I can predict with certainty, and I do that on the No Spin News tonight, that this impeachment fiasco is going to lead nowhere. All this is political theater engineered by Nancy Pelosi and her acolytes, try to damage Trump forever and, you know, humiliate people who voted for him. But, you know, on the big picture in this country, you know, a lot of things going to happen, but nobody can really predict them.
But you've been around the block or two, Mr. O'Reilly. Tell me your sense of the social media attacks, the censorship that we are now experiencing.
Well, social media needs to be regulated, I think, number one. If you don't agree with that, then you're basically saying, look, I'd like to have totalitarianism. Mm-hmm. This is what I really want. I think it's good if we were communist or fascist. So if you don't support regulating social media companies, that's where you are, just so
right.
You know.
Yeah.
So Teddy Roosevelt needs to be resurrected. And old Teddy took on the big oil companies and the railroads and all of the monopolies in the early part of the 20th century. And he basically broke them.
Yeah.
Because they were taking advantage of the people.
Yes.
The railroads, for example, were charging, and common working people couldn't afford it. And when there was a petition to, come on, moderate it a little bit, because the federal government built your tracks, and that was funded in part by the people,
yep.
The railroads said to publicly said, well, ride a horse. That's what they did. And then Teddy went in and said, I don't think so. So here's what you're going to do, or, you know, the government's going to come down and run your operation.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what we have to have. Now, we have to have a government set of standards for communication companies that have special privileges, as the social media does, to not hurt the country.
Right.
And I think we'll see it. I don't think Biden is going to be a champion of that, but I think it's coming down the pike.
Are there folks on the left, Bill, who are honest honest with themselves, honest with the people looking at this and saying, just as you did, this is about monopolies. This is about antitrust. It can't be about liberals and conservatives or Democrats and Republicans.
Well, yes. I mean, are there liberal people who understand the bigger picture? Yes. You know, I have liberal friends who understand it. I mean, if you look at the reaction in Europe,
yes,
all the liberal leaders there are saying, no, I don't think so, because of World War II. So Germany controlled the media, and so did Stalin in Russia, Soviet Union. So did Mussolini in Italy, and so did Franco in Spain.
Yeah.
So Europe understands what can happen when the media is shut down and only one point of view is permitted. So you had a cascade of criticism coming from them.
Yes.
But here in America, we have that hate Trump movement has overwhelmed everything. And as long as the social media is hating Trump, the left is letting it go.
You know, Bill, I was really touched when I saw that Jonathan Turley, Alan Dershowitz, and the ACLU were all vigorously standing up and calling out Dorsey and Zuckerberg and the rest of the crew. And I thought, all right, if nothing else, then maybe they have found their true classic liberal.
Well, Turley is the best of the crew there.
Yeah.
And he's emerging as a sane voice. I don't think he's a leftist. I think he's a liberal man, but he's an honest guy. And he understands that when you get a special exemption from the federal government, as all the social media has, they are protected from individual lawsuits for content. Then you have an obligation to make sure the content is open to all. I mean, that's pretty simple. A third grader, we get that.
Right.
So I'm not applauding the ACLU and Dershowitz because it's so fundamentally obvious that any honest person or company or entity would come to that conclusion. If you don't come to that conclusion, it's exactly what I just said to you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Then you basically are applauding Stalin, Hitler, Mao, and the boys. You're on their team.
Yeah.
That where you want to be?
Bill O'Reilly is joining us. I want to remind everybody that you've got a couple of opportunities throughout the course of the day to listen to Bill O'Reilly here on News Radio WRVA. BillO'Reilly.com is where you find the no-spin news. You find just amazing reporting, honest commentary, the opportunity to purchase all of the Killing series as well. Bill, let me ask you about President Trump. Look, this is, as you've pointed out, it's about the hate Trump movement. But in a couple of days, as President Trump is no longer President Trump, does the hate Trump movement go away? Does President Trump go away?
Yeah, the hate Trump movement will decline. We opened the No Spin News tonight, Jeff, with an amazing poll from Rasmussen. As you know, they do a daily presidential tracking poll on job approval. So today, Trump's job approval is 49%. That says that there are a lot of Americans feeling sorry for Donald Trump, thinking that he's getting a bad deal. 49% of Americans say he's doing a decent job today.
Yeah.
And the Rasmussen poll has been very accurate.
Yeah.
Not some crazy college poll. Where it's insane the way, you know, it's crooked. But anyway, look.
Right.
The hate Trump movement is generated and pushed by the corporate media, New York Times, Washington Post. It's a cabal. It's a group. They're powerful. Fox News is falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're more powerful. Once Trump leaves the stage, what are they going to do? Hate him in Florida? I guess they'll try, but it's really over for that. And I think that's what you'll see.
But is it over for Donald Trump? I mean, Donald Trump clearly loves the stage, and I believe, and maybe I'm just being silly here, but I believe that in these past 4 years especially, at least on some level, this man has really grown into the job, has really come to appreciate his obligation to the people, and I find it difficult to think that he's just going to go quietly into that good night.
He's not going to have much choice. He's radioactive now.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to hire him for anything for a few months. He does have a constituency. He can do media if a company would step up, but there'd be a sponsor boycott. There'd be all that. And we live in a cancel culture that has not been diminished at all. Yeah. Is that going to go away? I think the far left is overstepping. Certainly, if the economy collapses, Trump will then be resurgent. That's what it would take. Mm-hmm. But right now, I mean, corporations are not going to touch him. They're not going to go near him.
But let's say you're Donald Trump for a second, and you've got billions of dollars, and you say to Chris Ruddy at Newsmax or whoever it is that owns and operates One America News, listen, guys, here's $250 million. I want a piece, and I want an hour. Wouldn't that be something people would be amenable to?
Well, look, Ruddy and One America, Newsmax and One America, don't have the money to pay Trump. They just really don't have it.
But what if he said, look, I'm in. I want a piece of the owner. I want a piece of the pie.
Right.
I mean, look,
if he could work out a deal with Newsmax or One America, mm-hmm. where he was, you know, profit sharing or whatever, it's possible. But what would happen is that a lot of the cable companies would drop Newsmax and One America. Mm-hmm. So their distribution would take a hit.
Yeah.
I mean, we're living in a really hateful country right now, yeah. and corporations are cowardly.
Yep.
But Trump could make someone a lot of money, but there's going to be, wherever he goes, there's going to be turbulence, threats, boycotts, right. cancellations, all of that. Now, that will lessen over time, particularly if the Biden administration does not do well.
Yeah. What about DonaldJTrump.com? Does he just fly his own flag, do you think, at some point?
Well, he's got to get a distributor on that.
Yeah. All right.
You know, he's got to have somebody to get that out.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of things he could do. But his options are far fewer than they were 2 weeks ago.
Let's talk about something happy for a moment here. Killing Crazy Horse. I mean, this is out of control in terms of the sales, correct?
Yeah, about a half million, and that's pretty good during a pandemic when there are no bookstores, Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're real happy with that. And it keeps on trucking. Word of mouth drives books like Killing Crazy Horse. And now we're prepping Killing the Mob, the fight against organized crime, out May 4th.
Okay.
And on Friday, I may sign to do yet another Killing book. I mean, these are so successful that, you know, and I have ideas. So as long as I can turn out good product, I'll do another one after Mob. But Mob is probably the most controversial Killing book ever. And you'll know all the names. And you'll learn things in that book that you had no clue. And there's political attachments as well.
Really?
So, okay. Yeah, you know, we'll send you an early copy so you can see it.
Yes, sir.
But it is going to be quite the discussion piece, that's for sure.
All right. And you said that's going to be available May the 4th. Where do we look for
that?
Amazon?
It's available on Amazon and BillO'Reilly.com now, BarnesandNoble.com. You can pre-order it, get it first.
Okay.
But you know, I'm just so happy that people like you like the books. You know, we put a lot into it, just like we do with the BillO'Reilly.com, which we've had a surge of people in, millions of people last week.
Yeah.
Because the TV news is falling apart so rapidly.
Yeah.
They're coming to us, and it's gratifying.
Well, listen, you've always been a straight shooter. You've always taken the incoming shots and been able to stand up and say, here's why the facts support me. And I think there are, as always, millions of people who say, yeah, I trust O'Reilly. That's a good place to be.
Yeah, and now that people were let down by, you know, false reporting and analysis for the last 6 months, they're searching for somebody who does not do that. You know, if you listen to the O'Reilly update on your station every day, I'm just going to tell you what's happening in the country. I don't have any agenda.
Right. Well, listen, I was going to say, I know that people can buy it on Amazon, but I really push people to BillO'Reilly.com. It's like one-stop shopping, and I'd rather they get it there.
And you get all his books signed by me, and then you can put them on eBay and make a few bucks.
Well, if that's the case, I could use one of each and make them personal. All right, listen. Bill, it is always our pleasure, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Love having you here, and look forward to chatting again soon, I hope.
All right, Jeff, stay strong. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. That is Bill O'Reilly. Again, BillO'Reilly.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.